You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Our news department had a visiting journalist last year, Jürgen Klemm, a professional broadcaster from Estonia. It's a very small country in northeastern Europe, 5,500 miles away. And while he was here with us, he gave us insights into both his culture and traditions, as well as our own. Last year, we asked our resident foreign correspondent something super boring. How do Estonians file their taxes?
A couple of weeks ago, I received an email reminding me that it would soon be time to file my US tax return for the year 2016. The email said that first and foremost, I do have to locate my W-2 form showing my earnings and taxes for last year. Secondly, if I decided to use tax service, I would have to find a reputable company that is aware of the specific conditions concerning my visa and the specific laws of the state of California. But if I decided to file my own taxes, I would need to find the 1040NREZ form on the IRS webpage. For an Estonian, even talking about tax filing in the US, trying to understand the system, it is too much effort. This story has, up to this point, used about 1 minute of airtime. And this is approximately how long it took me to file my Estonian tax return. About 1 minute. Let me walk you through the process. I have to log into my bank account, where I will find my tax return form, which has already been filled in for me. There I see my annual income, the taxes I paid, and the amount of over or underpaid taxes. Then I click one button to confirm that all of the information is correct and I agree to it. And that's about it. 1 minute. Just think about it for a second. All of the information required for tax forms already exists in digital databases. So in my case, my Estonian employer has stated my annual salary and my income tax can be very easily calculated by that. My doctor and hence our digitized healthcare system knows exactly how many days I was sick and how much sick leave I've received. And my bank account states my exact income, so there is really no reason for me to duplicate this information and fill it in on paper. In the Estonian case, the Tax and Customs Board pre-fills the tax forms based on the information they already have. So they're not asking me to prove I have paid the right amount of tax. Rather, they're asking me to make sure they taxed me correctly. How is it possible that the Estonians can enjoy this luxury of filing their taxes in 1 minute with a single mouse click? A very important aspect to keep in mind is the minuscule size of my country, especially as compared to the United States. For us, tax reform is much easier. As an example, imagine changing direction in a kayak. You can do a full turn within seconds without moving any distance. But this is not the case if you want to turn around an oil tanker. The small size of my country also means that we simply can't afford complicated systems. Using our people for the things that computers can do is a luxury we are not able to indulge. Maybe you have heard about a small Estonian company called Starship Technologies that's testing small delivery robots from Redwood City, California to Washington, D.C. The idea springs directly from the fact that it's too costly to use people to do the same job. And surely you have heard about this idea to connect San Francisco and LA with Hyperloop trains, which would enable travel by rail at speeds faster than airlines. This is something a lot of people think of as an utopian fantasy. Well, for us, building a Hyperloop train under the Baltic Sea is probably the most efficient and reasonable way to connect to our neighboring capitals. For us, this is very real. But this is a different kind of reality, the underdog reality, because we, as underdogs, cannot afford to take the ineffective way.